on AM 930 WEOL.
Final hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. 14 minutes after 5 o'clock, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. We'll take you right up to 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's time for the High School Girls Basketball Coaches Preview Show with Tim Alcorn and Z Zoltai at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Well, it is the holiday season, and coming up this Saturday, there is a Holiday Blast Craft Fair going on at Lorain County Community College. And here to tell us more about that, Sarah Wilhelm is on the line with us right now. Sarah, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. Well, it sounds like things will be really awesome on Saturday. There's going to be more than 50 local crafters at this event. What kinds of details can you share?
Well, actually, it's going to be 80-plus vendors at the event. It is free admission. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We will have Tupperware there, handmade jewelry, handmade crafts, everything you can imagine, from clothing to your Tupperware, cooking items. We just put these events on, especially around the holidays, just to kind of tis the season, get excited. Vendors love it, and we're hoping for a great turnout. It's just an amazing time, and it's an amazing event to come in and shop, look around. We have a baker, anything you can imagine. I can't even tell you everything because there's going to be so much.
Wow, Sarah. I mean, obviously, craft fairs are a big thing this time of year, especially with the holidays being around the corner. You mentioned 80-plus vendors coming in. Where do you guys find the vendors, or do they find you? How do you go about that process of bringing them in?
Well, so my friend and I actually started doing basically a business, and it's called Hometown Vendors. And we have a Facebook page that vendors can join and named Hometown Vendors. And they just send us an email. We advertise any of our events coming out. The Holiday Blast is not, it's actually one of our first for this season. We go through December. We do Ladies Night. They see it through social media, in the newspapers. They send us an email, we give them a contract, and then they mail it in.
I would imagine, though, that the Holiday Blast Craft Fair has got to be one of the bigger things that you guys do compared to the other events that you guys put on, only because there's just so much that goes into the holidays, you know what I mean? And, I mean, you said Tupperware, cooking items, handmade crafts. Sounds like there's going to be something for just about everyone on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Now, when you talk about handmade crafts, it sounds like you guys will have decorations as well. There'll be decorations and gifts and things like that, too?
Yeah, people come in and they make, snowmen out of wood, wreaths, tons of wreaths. They'll use the tulle wreaths, wired wreaths, all kinds of different ones that I've never even knew existed, and they're absolutely amazing. Pretty much every one of our vendors' prices they're great. You can afford it. So everything is affordable. A lot of our vendors will do hand orders. So you can pick your colors. You can, pretty much design it yourself, and they make it for you and drop it off to you, or you can pick it up with them. There's everything. Just so many different holiday decor ornaments. Mugs with your name on it for the teachers or, for family members. There's literally something there for everybody.
You mentioned there's going to be a baker on hand as well. What can you tell us about the baker that will be there?
So I believe her name is Cindy. I do not have that paperwork right in front of me, but any of our bakers that come in, they make pastries. Some make the chocolate Ohio State Buckeyes, pumpkin rolls, cookies, any kind of dessert you can think of. And I'm pretty positive her company name is Sweet Revolution. They're amazing. She sells these like apple pie turnover pieces.
Wow.
To die for. Yeah, they're absolutely amazing. It's like walking into a bakery.
Yeah, sounds delicious. Sarah, as far as setting up for this whole holiday blast coming up, how do you guys do it? I mean, is it a first-come, first-served basis? When people get there, do they get to pick where they set up, or do you guys designate those areas?
We actually designate them. So I personally make a seating plan. We have, like, the layout of the room, and we work with Lorraine Community College or any of our other vendors. And either Jen and I go in at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning,
Yowzers.
And we physically set everything up ourselves. And then we mark the tables by numbers, and then as they check in, we, you know, let them know what number table is theirs.
So is there any rhyme or reason to the way you guys set these things up? Do you guys have, you know, the bakers near those that are selling cookware and Tupperware and things like that? Do you guys set up those items next to each other for that purpose?
We do some of it. So we have a lot of people who sell, like, makeup or jewelry, homemade, at like, bath bombs and, like, lotions and stuff. And we don't want – so we have, if we have three people who sell the same item – everybody's item is unique, but we don't want them right next to each other so that they're not, everybody has a fair chance at making money. Because ultimately, our biggest goal for our vendors is to make, you know, sales, and then for customers to come in, and we want the customers to be able to have a great atmosphere of with everything.
Sure. No, so, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, Jen and I put, it's not, this is not something that we do overnight. It generally takes us about 6 to 8 months to plan this type of event. So Saturday's event at the Spitzer Center and our Strongsville Rec Center on December 16th, those two are our biggest events of the year. And, I mean, it takes us a good year. So we already have in the works for 2018.
Wow, so you guys are already thinking a year ahead. That's crazy. So,
oh, yeah.
So what is it about the Spitzer Conference Center that makes it the ideal location? I mean, I've been there before. We've actually hosted several events there. We've done remotes there before. So I know what a great venue it is. It gives you a lot of flexibility. But when you guys looked at that venue, what was it about the Spitzer Conference Center at LCCC that stood out to you guys?
The space. It's gorgeous inside. It's very well maintained. There's heat, there's electricity for everybody. Some of the places we have to charge for electricity. So with the Spitzer Center, you don't. Basically, every table has their own electrical outlet. It's in the floor. So that was huge for us, especially for the holidays, because who doesn't want electricity when they're sitting at an event for 6 hours?
Sure. Well, a lot of times when you're setting your displays up, you need that stuff.
Yes. Absolutely. And that is, we want, you know, all of our vendors to be able to advertise what they're selling. So if you have something, a tree that lights up, but you can't plug it in, you're not really seeing the whole look of the tree.
How long have you guys been doing this with Hometown Vendors? How many holiday blast craft fairs have you guys hosted?
Well, so June will be 4 years of doing it. This will be our third event at LCC.
Okay, so you guys are pretty familiar with the layout there. And I would imagine, too, with 80-plus, you know, vendors, that's a lot of people. And I would imagine that the planning process around this thing, you guys would be very, very pleased when this thing is over and done with. Yet I know you're still very excited for it to go down. How many folks are you anticipating showing up to this thing on Saturday? Because I think you guys are definitely ahead of the curve here, too. Because this Saturday, you're right before Thanksgiving. People certainly have the holidays on their mind. But you're still a little ways away from Christmas and from Hanukkah and things like that. But are you? How many folks are you guys anticipating showing up to this?
Well, that's the tricky thing. With doing events, we never like to put a number on it when people ask us, because then if we say, let's just say I tell you 1,000 and then 1,000 people don't show up, then the vendors are upset. But what I can say is we make a Facebook event for every single one of our events. And right now for this event Saturday, it's showing us that there are 2,300 interested in coming.
Wow.
So for us, that's amazing, because as of, I want to say it's Wednesday, Facebook will start sending out their own reminders if you have clicked that mm-hmm. you're going to or interested in an event. So I can say that I hope at least 2,000 show up. You know, okay. That is my hope, especially with, you know, how much work we put into it. We strive on the best that we can do. Everything is professional. If you come into the event on Saturday, you're going to see every table has a tablecloth. Everything is done very professional.
Now, when you're getting vendors to come in and set up for this, you know, as we alluded to earlier, this has got to be a lot of fun for you guys as well, because when it comes to holiday crafts and holiday items in general, it really kind of feels like everybody steps it up a notch. And in the years you guys have been doing this, are there a couple of crafts, handmade crafts, that kind of stand out to you that you've looked at? I mean, as you guys are going crazy, running around and setting things up, you don't always get a chance to sit back and appreciate the items that are being presented from some of these local crafters. But, you know, when you're looking through some of these things, are there a couple of items that really kind of stand out to you that make you say, wow, that's really awesome?
Yes. Yes. And honestly, for me personally, I'm a sucker for wreaths and snowmen. So it's really hard for me. I have to personally, like, set a budget of what I am going to spend at each event. Or else I would be broke and my husband would not like me very much. The wooden snowmen, if you drive around, you can see them outside of people's houses. And it's literally like 2x4s, pallets, like wooden pallets, and they cut them out and design them into snowmen or penguins, gingerbread men. And the detail that they put into these items is astonishing.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and that's the cool part about going to any sort of a craft fair, because you can see things that are personally made by those that are standing right in front of you, and it's the kind of thing you just can't necessarily find anywhere else. It's really, really cool stuff. Sarah, before we cut you loose, for our listeners out there right now that might be interested and being one of the over 2,000 interested in going to the event on Saturday, where can they go to get some more information?
They can email us at hometownvendors@outlook.com or find myself, Sarah Wilhelm, on Facebook or our Facebook page, Hometown Vendors, and we can go from there. If not, if they want to stop out and see us on Saturday, it is free admission for everybody. So even if they just want to come and find us to talk to us, that works.
Very cool stuff. Again, it's going to be this Saturday, the Holiday Blast Craft Fair at Lorain County Community College Spitzer Conference Center from 9 to 2. Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday at the Holiday Blast Craft Fair. That would be a good stop, Mr. Douglas. It'd be a great stop, as a matter of fact. If you're looking for some early holiday gift items.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think you brought it up. I mean, they're a little bit ahead of the curve. So if you do have some things that you may want somebody to make or you can put in an order for, you still have time to get those before the holidays, where the present giving season and all comes up and about. But in the meantime, it's pretty close. I mean, we've got Thanksgiving coming up next week, don't forget. So you better make sure to get ready.
A week and 2 days from Thanksgiving. And Christmas, of course, is not that far behind. So if you're looking to get some early holiday shopping done, you can do it at the Holiday Blast Craft Fair at LCCC's Spitzer Conference Center this Saturday, 9 to 2. All right, time for a break. In just a minute, we'll get to your money now. Matt Douglas will give us the local news, and then we'll wrap up with the final half hour of the show. Right after this, Bullseye on the Afternoon is on AM 930 WEOL.
Small businesses drive our nation's economy, employing about half of the country's private sector workforce.
Here's coffee.
Thanks so much.
When you shop at local small businesses, you help the entire community thrive.
Hello, I'm Congressman Jim Jordan. I support local small businesses. For the good of our community, let's help our neighbors thrive.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tough
toughness brings out the best in an athlete, proven and tested over tough conditions like below zero face-numbing winds and frozen fingers. When it comes to your car's battery, there's no difference. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions, out-toughening whatever winter throws its way. Get yourself a proven tough Duralast battery sold only at AutoZone. Visit AutoZone.com.